Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
855-993-7569. If there's something on your mind you'd like to talk with me about this very last day of winter. So spring starts tomorrow. We're going to get snow. I think you guys are too.
We're supposed
to get more snow than Boston. Boston's supposed to get like an inch or two. We're supposed to get 3 to 5. Two separate storms.
I think we're going to stay pretty clean of snow here in Minnesota for a while. But it's not going to really, we're not going to get any heat wave anytime soon, no.
Well, it's actually supposed to be, I think, in the 50s on Saturday here.
I think so too, yeah.
There's no snow on the ground here. So that's good. It's been warm enough. So, you know, a little bit of springtime snow. I don't know.
I had to broadcast a baseball game in the snow.
Oh, honey, I've had this. Yeah, me too. Spring training, it always snows on me. Or no, I don't mean spring training, I mean opening day.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, what can I tell you?
Yeah.
That's what happens when we are not living in Mexico or something. That's really the only place you can count on it not snowing. The rest of the places, one way or the other. So we're talking last hour about parental guilt, and especially women. And so I thought we'd put it up a while ago. I suppose when we were talking about the idea that the $20 bill now, it, going forward, may have a picture of a woman on it. And so we said that, you know, which women, so we were talking about women and whether we think women have how they've done in the last 20 years. And the study that was done by the UN is disastrous, that the areas in which they were looking, that women basically have done horribly, that we're not making any more money, that there aren't any more women in politics or in positions of power than there used to be. What was the other? There was one other thing. Domestic violence has actually gone up, not down. I mean, so any way you look at it, women are not doing education. I think education was one of the few areas where there were actually some modest kind of gains in some parts of the world. So we put up on Facebook, do you think women are better off than they were 20 years ago? And I was actually talking with somebody a couple of days ago who said that his perception, maybe there's an article someplace, maybe it had been in the New York Times or something, that we were returning to the dark ages, that somehow that women are having a harder time, that minorities are having a harder time, that there's more violence, that there's sort of an anti-scientific bias, that people don't want facts, they just want their beliefs. And we were talking, there was somebody who felt really passionately that people were not being allowed to be at all critical of the United States without being called that they were traitors, that they were not patriotic, which is a tough way to change things, to evolve as a country, if no one's allowed to say anything other than we're the greatest, as opposed to, you know, there are areas in our, you know, our national psyche that really need some work. Oh, well. 855-99 Dr. Joy. Charlotte, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi.
Hi, Charlotte.
So I called yesterday.
I remember you. You're 24. You're from the UK. You have a BA. You were living in the States and are now deciding to go back to the UK. Your folks are in Egypt. And you're saying, I care too much about what other people think of me. And so you and I were talking about focusing on things that you either like to do or were good at, and if there's any overlap, to start there in terms of finding more of a definition of yourself. Okay, so pick up from there.
So I know that I probably, like you, have to sort of get more confidence based on the things that I'm doing in my life.
Exactly.
But I'm like, I'm not complaining about my life. I don't know what I want to do, but that's totally okay, and I'm working it out, and I'm making plans and taking action. But the thing that I'm complaining about is my mind, and it's also not a problem that's happened since moving to America. It's like, it's actually happened 2 years ago, like the first time. And so I'm really stuck with it. And the thing that I...
Be more specific with me about what exactly happened 2 years ago.
So right before graduating college, I wanted to drop out, and I thought I was depressed. I just sort of like had a bit of an identity crisis, I think. I got past that. But the thing that really came up at the time was how much I care about what other people think, and I thought I had social anxiety. And I think I probably do still have a tiny bit of that, like when I...
Well, but Charlotte.
Give me a concrete example. If I hear people laughing on the street, like, I'll automatically assume it's about me, even though I know that's really self-involved and ridiculous, and even if they were, it wouldn't matter from the aliens' perspective or from 500 years down the lane, the road, but, like, it's just like a really fast automatic assumption.
But Charlotte, we have to look at this as one of two ways, or maybe both. One is, and have you done any therapy in your life? It sounds like you have.
Yeah, I've done a little bit.
Okay. Well, I mean, a little bit may be one of those things that's just enough to make you confused. So you may want to, why did you start and then not continue?
So I was at college in the UK, and my parents were overseas, and it was hard for... I was living in, like, a college house, and it was hard for me to sort of find a therapist and go to the therapist, and my parents, who lived overseas, were looking after my youngest brother, who also went to school overseas, so it was just complicated. And then I saw one another time before moving to America, and then I saw one here for a little while, but I feel like I don't really have enough money to spend seeing a therapist.
There are programs where there's either a sliding scale or no charge at all. So, but let's put that aside temporarily, okay? Because that's something that you're dealing with outside of yourself. I'm not saying that it's not useful, and I'm not saying that it may not be necessary. But let's put it aside temporarily, and we can return to it.
Okay.
All the things you're telling me, look. Show that all of us need a safe place to stand, okay? And when we're young enough, our parents are that safe place. And we trust in them, we do what they say, and we do it partially because then they love us, and that makes us feel safe. At some point, usually when we're about, 9 or 10 years old, that begins to shift. And what happens is we care much more about what our peers say about us. Now, sometimes that'll shift to a teacher temporarily. And that'll happen usually about six, when we're 6 or 7 years old. Because when we start school, all of a sudden, our kindergarten teacher, our first grade teacher, our second grade teacher becomes more important than our parents, or equally important to our parents. And so we transfer our sense of safety and well-being to them. As long as we have the right answers, as long as we don't talk in class, that we feel that our teacher likes us, then we feel safe. Sometime during adolescence, early adolescence, and maybe that happens 12 or 13, then we transfer that sense of safety from our parents, that's happened maybe to our teachers, to our peers, that as long as we're in a group, we feel safe. At some point in our late adolescence, and late adolescence doesn't necessarily mean 18 or 19, it can be in our 20s, we begin understanding that we need to transfer that sense of safety that has been in our parents and our teachers and our peers to ourselves. And it happens for a number of reasons. Our peers become unreliable, or they go different directions, or we just get older, and so all of a sudden, being in that little cocoon that school represents, and whether it's high school or college or even graduate school, we then understand there's a larger world, and so we need to transfer, we need to absorb, to integrate, to internalize that sense of safety. Let me take a break here, and we'll come back and go a little farther on this, all right? I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at FreeSurvivalLighter.com. Again, that's FreeSurvivalLighter.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit FreeSurvivalLighter.com today.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty, 855-993-7569. We're talking with Charlotte, who is 24 and feeling a little bit at sixes and sevens. And we were talking about the fact that sort of philosophically and evolutionarily and psychosocially that kids basically transfer their sense of safety from parents to teachers to peers, and sometime in our late teens, early 20s, we need to figure out how to internalize, to feel safe, to have a safe place for ourselves to be. And basically, that's when the term we start bandying around, although it's been bandied before, but it becomes more and more relevant to talk about self-esteem. But I think it's something that self-esteem, exactly as you point out, is one of those, you know, one of the few terms in psychology that actually is relatively descriptive in itself. It's not other, it's self. It's one's own personhood. And esteem is an active word. It's not self-love. It's not self-reference. It's esteem. And esteem is kind of an active way of valuing something. And exactly as you point out, the way that we value something is that we do something that we think is important, that we like. It doesn't even mean that we like it necessarily, but that we're good at it. So we can say, I bake a great cherry pie. And so when someone says you're fat, you can think in your own head, whether you say it or not, you can think, oh yeah, but I bake a great cherry pie. And we may even say, and they don't. So when you tell me that it's not about, you know, what you're doing, it's about how you're feeling, I'm saying those two are irrevocably linked. And the earlier, and you're really right at the stage where they become crucial, even more important than they were before, or they will ever be again to a certain extent. So the idea of feeling, and I think it's not at all accidental that it was when you were just about finished with college, your parents were far away, so that environment that had made you feel safe for a long period of time, whether it was school or peers or parents, were all either far away or about to be far away, and it made you feel really uncomfortable.
Yeah.
So what I'm saying is when you say to me these are separate issues, I'm saying they're not separate issues at all. And that's why finding something to do, and you can start, if you need to, with a volunteer activity, which is not exactly what I'd recommend, but given the fact that you're unclear about where you're going to be actually living, finding a full-time job may be a little more difficult because you're going to have to convince them that you're going to stay there, and then when you don't, that's not going to make them feel very good about you, which is not going to make you feel very good about you. But just feeling that there's something that you can do that is valuable and valued really does help that sense of social anxiety, that sense of I don't belong, that sense of other people are talking about me, that sense of what's the word I want? The word that comes to mind is weightlessness. Pardon?
What was your word?
I didn't hear what you said.
Oh, I said unsettledness.
Say again?
I said unsettledness.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
What did you say? Rootlessness.
I said light, sort of floating away almost, that you're just rooted anyplace.
Totally feel that. Sometimes.
Yeah, I know you do. And you keep saying, well, yeah, but that's separate from what I'm doing. And I'm saying, no, it's not at all. That they are irrevocable. Let me give you an example, okay? When I first moved to New York, I moved on 10 days' notice because I was not very happy in my job in San Francisco. They offered me what I wanted to do in New York, but it was only overnight on the weekends. So within a period of 10 days, my expenses doubled and my income went down by 50%. So my actual ability to actually have went down by a factor of 4. And this was an adult. This was, you know, this wasn't when I was a baby. And so I was only working overnight on the weekends. I didn't really know anybody. I had really no money. I didn't know anybody. And so what I did, I do two things when I'm in that situation. One is I learned the neighborhood. I walked around so I felt physically that I belonged someplace, that I knew where I was, that things were familiar. And it was a place I'd never been before. The other thing I did was I found a gym. Now, unfortunately, I found, because then I could work out, then I could feel that my body was my own.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I was the gods were not on my shoulder at that moment. Because I found a place where Baryshnikov worked out. So there were all these anorexic 20-year-olds who were incredibly limber and supple, and I felt like one of the elephants from Fantasia. But so what I did was I'd be in the back, and I just, so you'd think, well, it would make it worse that here, you know, I don't have much money, I don't have much job, I don't know anybody, and that doesn't make anybody feel very comfortable. So I would stay in the back, and I would just work my brains out to the extent that I actually learned how to do what I could do. And the way I did it, Charlotte, and that's really my point, is the way I could stick in that situation and not just say, oh, this is hopeless, these people are so much better than I am, you know, I'm terrible at this, and just feel awful about one more thing in my life, as I thought, yes, but I have a PhD. Now, you could say, what does a PhD have to do with working out? And I would answer, nothing. But that was, at that moment in my life, that was my safe place to stand, that I had something that was valuable to me that, even in my little petty thought, other people didn't have. And what I'm saying to you is you need a safe place to stand. And the way that the social anxiety will be diminished, the way that the weightlessness will be diminished, the way that the sense of not belonging any place will be diminished, is doing something. And doing anything. I mean, certainly I'm never going to be an aerobics instructor, although I've actually taught classes. But that's not the point. The point is, it was just, even though it was very far afield to anything that I could call a career, I certainly wasn't, not only was not making any money at it, but I had to pay the gym membership. But it was something specific that I could do, and I could do it until I could do it well. And then I could value it. And from that, I could say, okay, I've done this, what's the next step? And that's what I'm telling you. It doesn't make any difference where you start. I have a PhD in psychology. I've been to medical school. Why was I taking classes in it? Why was I taking aerobics classes? Because it was something I could do and learn to do better and learn to do well, so I could say, well, I was waiting for these other areas of my life to coalesce. I feel safe. I can feel safe. And I wasn't very good at it, but I can do this, and I could watch myself get better at it, and I could value the time I spent at it. I could see where I was going at it. So that sense of not belonging any place, of weightlessness, of not mattering, went away to a certain extent. It didn't go away completely, and it didn't go away immediately, but it started because I was not a victim. I was not waiting. I was doing. And that's what I'm saying to you, that sense of weightlessness, of not belonging, of not mattering, of caring too much about what other people think, of being outer directed, of being paranoid, can only be offset in two ways. Either therapy, and therapy by itself won't actually do it. By itself, it will not do it.
Yeah.
But doing something that you value. Take a job as a waitress and have the best memory of anybody there. Be the smiliest. Have most customers who ask for you. Or be the waitress that doesn't have to write anything down and gets all the orders perfect. Or the one who gets there earliest every day, who covers other shifts. Or who's the friendliest. Or who has the cutest hairdo. It doesn't make any difference what it is. And it doesn't even make any difference if it has a path to something that you value. It's just a place to start. Let me put you on hold. I'll come back to you in a moment. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
As the new world order continues to tighten its grip on every facet of our lives, we're all asking ourselves, how can we maintain our independence? The answer is clear. Get prepared, and you get prepared now. Now the only question left is, where do we begin? My Patriot Supply is here to help. Call 800-247-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. We're even covering the cost of shipping. Are you willing to rely on the government and FEMA in the event of an emergency? Call 800-274-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. You won't be able to find this deal online, and there is a strict limit of 4 per caller, so don't wait. Call now, 800-274-3070. That's 800-274-3070. Call right now.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, we're talking with Charlotte, who is kind of in search of a little bit of direction. And Charlotte said, you know, you don't have to decide for the rest of your life right now what you want to do or what you're going to be good at. You just have to start someplace, but you do have to start someplace. And
can I just say a few things?
Of course.
Okay. I kind of want to apologize because I know that my problem sounds really trivial.
No, it doesn't sound trivial at all. And even if it did, there's no need to apologize. Your problems are your problems.
Okay. Also, I am doing something. I'm packing up my apartment as we speak. I've found someone to take over my lease. I'm moving back.
Well, but that's not what I'm talking about. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about doing things for other people, working.
I know. That's why I'm moving back to BK. The only work I can do with the visa that I've got here is textile design, and I haven't been able to find a permanent position. That's why I haven't been able to be a barmaid or a waitress in the meantime, and that's exactly why I'm moving back to the UK next week.
Okay, well, but that's fine. But the same stuff still goes in the UK, that it's the same thing of just start someplace. It doesn't make any difference where.
Okay, and the thing that's worrying me is that before I moved here, I was working in a bar as a waitress and a barmaid. And when I first started, it was great. I was learning. I was meeting new people. I was challenging myself. And then after about 6 months, after I got closer to people, I was started worrying more about what they thought of me and whether they liked me, like the people that I worked with.
Well, that's okay, but I mean, look, you have a BA. That's not a permanent job. That's just a place to start, and then you take adult education courses, or you got to move yourself along the path, kiddo. I mean, a job as a bartender or waitress isn't a permanent job. It's just a place to start. Then you need to go to the next step. And look, kiddo, I mean, the good news about this, as uncomfortable as it is that when you start worrying about what people are thinking of you, that should be a warning to you that it's time to get something else, that your safety net. Now, working with a BA when you're 24 years, or with a BA at 24, working as a waitress or bartender is a temporary job, should be, unless you intend to go into hotel management or own a restaurant or and of course it'll feel great at the beginning because you're doing something, but you're going to get bored with it. I mean, it's not a permanent job for somebody who's 24 years old with a BA. So start, use that as the safe place, and then move on to the next step, which is, do I need to go to school? Do I need to, and it may be that you're going to have to cobble together a couple of part-time jobs to begin with.
Yeah, I think that's what I plan on doing when I get back. The question that I wrote down, my what do I want, is I want to have enough of a backbone and enough confidence in my own choices so that when I meet up, like, my old friends who were at college with me and they're doing the thing that my parents wanted me to do and that I was expected to do, like, get on the corporate ladder and, like, you know, like, start earning a lot of money and having a really big active social life and, like, making my life look like an outward success. Okay, all of those things, but, like, I don't particularly, like, value them right now. And when I meet up with people that I love, like my really good old friends, I feel like a really different person. And I don't know how to explain my life. So basically, how do I
get
back
though? Well, but Charlotte, I mean, I feel like I've said has gotten through to you. What do you think the answer to that is? If your friends are moving in directions that make sense to them and you're not, what do you think the answer of feeling better about your friends is? Feeling better about being around your friends?
Well, if I had enough confidence in my own choices that...
But you're not making any choices. That's my point. You're saying, all right, what I've decided is I'm going to join the Peace Corps and I'm going to Nairobi because what I really want to do is work with underprivileged kids. Now, you may not make as much money as they do, but you're doing something that makes sense to you. You're not doing anything. So how are you going? Of course you're going to feel uncomfortable. It's not that you have to make the same choices they make, but you haven't made any choices.
Okay, but even when I was working in the bar and applying for...
We've already done that. You still... And maybe the thing to do is stay away from the people who are moving on a different path than you are until you've established your own path. So you're not feeling that you have to defend yourself. But, I mean, look, there's always going to be people... Think back. I mean, I don't know if you've ever been to any of your reunions, but one of the interesting things about going to a reunion is finding out that the people who were incredibly successful in high school may not be terribly successful as adults. And conversely, the people who were kind of viewed as under the radar or nerds or social outcasts, Bill Gates is probably the single best example of it. I mean, that people have different paths. What you need to do is make sure that you're on your path, and your path may diverge. It may it may go in a complete direction. It may slam a U-ey. It doesn't make any difference. It's not a competition. It's just about finding a path. And that obviously working as a bartender or a waitress when you're 24 is a part-time position, and you're doing it. And people do it all the time because they want to act, or because they're waiting to get into graduate school, or because they're taking care of a sick parent. There is a path. There's something they're doing.
When I was working there, it was while I decided what I wanted to do next.
No, but you've got to stop deciding. You've just got to start doing. And that I keep, you know, I keep coming back to the same thing, Charlotte. You have to stop thinking about what you're going to do and just do something. And if it's temporary and menial, then you're going to be doing it for a short period of time, and then you need to figure out what the second thing is. Stop thinking. Start doing.
Okay, I think I have a book by that name.
Cool. Then you may want to read it or not.
Okay.
Just you don't even need to, look. Don't even read the book. Just take the title and go out and you've got a week where you don't have to do anything. You could just pack and be a tourist. But then you should have a plan. So as soon as that plane lands, you know where you're going to start. You know, and you know not only where you're going to start the first day, you have a couple of backup plans. Stop overthinking things. Just start doing.
Okay. So in terms of when I get back, can I ask you a few questions?
Yes.
Okay. So my parents live overseas, but they have a house in the UK because they know that we are British, like the kids, and when we're unemployed, and like they just need like a base in the UK because that's where everyone's from. My brother lives there right now. That's where I will go back to when I get back to the UK. But my mum's going to be back there really shortly because it's my little brother's holiday where they live. And I'm kind of dreading already, like, trying to have a clear mind when my mom's there.
Well, so, I mean, if being around your mom feels great right now, then stay there. If being around your mom feels not very good, stay with a friend. She's not going to be there for more than probably a week. So decide which would work better for you. And you probably aren't going to be able to not see her at all. But if living Yeah, but if living there feels claustrophobic, then stay with a friend. If it feels like it may be comforting and wonderful, especially if you have a plan, because all of this is going to be much more dependent on what you're doing than who your mom is, then go out for dinner with her once or twice. I mean, it's not about your mom. It's about you having a plan.
Yeah. So do you disagree with, like, the sort of outlook that, because I read this book by Eckhart Tolle, and it was like, if you don't need to do or achieve anything to add anything to like what you already have, you know, it was like,
that isn't what they're saying. What they're saying is who you are is perfect. That they're not saying that you're not going to feel terrible if you're not doing anything. You're misinterpreting the book.
Okay.
You need.
I'm not saying I don't want to do anything. There's loads of things I want to do.
Well, so just start doing one of them.
Okay. And then when these thoughts come in, like,
then that means that you probably need to say, all right, am I doing enough? What does this mean? But don't take menial job and expect to stay in a menial job forever. Take a menial job because it makes some sense to take the menial job because it's leading someplace else. You need to start doing stuff. I mean, I think you'd be great, I mean, especially at this moment, to think, I was sort of vaguely serious about the Peace Corps. Go do something with somebody else so you don't have time to worry about what other people think of you. You're taking care of people who are desperately needy.
Yeah, I know, I hate thinking about myself as much. Horrible. Ooh.
Well, but that's
because... I don't know because I'm, like, addicted to it, but okay.
You get the point, all right?
Yeah.
And listen, the phone number works from the UK as well. I don't know what prefix you have to add to it, but it works from the UK as well.
Okay.
Alrighty?
Alright.
Okay. Good luck, Joe. Safe travel. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show. The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective, and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now.
Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products.
It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery.
Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
It's a terrifying thought. You're trapped somewhere without a radio and no access to GCN shows, a doctor's office, the DMV, your mother-in-law's.
Come on, stay for dinner.
That's what makes the newly redesigned GCN Live app a true lifesaver. Listen to your favorite GCN hosts and programming on your smartphone, wherever you are. Download yours free on iTunes or Google Play. The new GCN Live app. Don't leave home without it.
The freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The freeze-dry guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The freeze-dry guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
For Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
As I mentioned, the probably the number one movie this week will be Insurgent, which is the Shailene Woodley and Ansel Elgort movie that was basically part two of Divergent. I thought Divergent was terrific, and really Shailene became the new kind of Jennifer Lawrence, and Ansel Elgort is adorable. This one, for some reason, they didn't screen. Beatrice Pryor must confront her inner demons and continue her fight against a powerful alliance which threatens to tear her society apart with the help from others on her side. I don't know why they didn't. I mean, the new Bradley Cooper Jennifer Lawrence movie is going directly to video. I mean, so I guess it's possible even for very successful film stars with very successful movies behind them to have some missteps. Like that. Speaking of, I don't know whether you'll consider this a misstep or not. The Gunman. This stars Sean Penn, Idris Elba, and Javier Bardem. Mark Rylance is in this one, nearly unrecognizable, which I thought he was terrific in this one. A sniper on a mercenary assassination team kills the Minister of Mines of the Congo. His successful kill shot forces him into hiding. Returning to the Congo years later, he becomes the target of a hit squad himself. This is Sean Penn, and he gets to take up where Liam Neeson, I suppose, is leaving off. He's a little bit younger. And it has, there's some interesting stories here. It's very kind of James Bondian in some ways, with a little bit more heart. Javier Bardem tends to be a little bit over the top these days. Maybe he's always been over the top. But, I thought it was kind of fun to watch Sean Penn, whom you sort of, at least I think of, is pretty much a lefty, who is basically involved in a shoot 'em up story, shooting people. And the fact that he has a conscience, I guess, sort of offsets the fact that he shoots people. I don't know. It's an interesting movie. Is it going to be around award seasons? Oh, no, of course not. But is it kind of fun to watch? It is. Okay. Kumiko the Treasure Hunter. This is one of the odder movies you'll ever see, but it's actually a pretty interesting movie. A jaded Japanese woman, I don't think she's jaded, I think she's depressed, discovers a hidden copy of Fargo, which was made in 1996, on VHS. And she believes it's a treasure map indicating the location of a large case of money. And so she Rinko Kikuchi is a pretty interesting actor to watch. And she ends up going to Fargo, and this is kind of her adventures both in Japan as an office girl with an unspeakably awful boss, and how she is really delusional about this this tape of leading her to money, which will make everything okay. And she gets frantic phone calls from her mom. And Fargo, I mean, this was the perfect movie to see this winter with the snow every place. I suppose it could have been set in Boston, but then it wouldn't have been. Fargo still, I think, is one of those movies that resonates in our society. And she actually takes a blanket from a quilt, a bedspread actually, from a crummy motel and makes it into a poncho so she can wander around. It's certainly a different kind of movie than what you're going to see, and it is interesting. It's probably the best movie of the week that no one's going to see. So, what can I tell you? Apparently, this is based on a true story. So, what can I tell you? It's a fun movie to see, but it's probably not going to do much business. Alrighty, let's see if there's anything else. There are a couple of other small movies opening up. I thought there was a documentary, but I don't see where it is. So my guess is that Insurgent will probably do well at the box office. Cinderella may do well again. None of these movies, I think, are going to necessarily knock the socks off anybody. But if you're going to see one movie this week, and which I assume you're probably not going to go see, is Kumiko the Treasure Hunter is by far and away the best. But no one's going to see it, so what can I tell you? Alrighty, 855-99-37569. As you know, movie reviews are routinely posted at drjoy.com, as are theater and DVD. So I'm trying to remember, one of the Oscar movies comes out on DVD this week. I mean, they're coming out quicker, more and more quickly, I suppose, to sort of be able to piggyback off the fact that they've gotten Oscar nominees. The Imitation Game, I think, comes out will come out either this week or next on DVD. So something to watch out for. I'm trying to think what else I can tell you since I have about 2 minutes to go in this. I suppose I could talk with you again about... I can tell you that if you're going to go to the Paper Mill Playhouse to see Hunchback of Notre Dame, which I absolutely encourage you to do. I was all sort of decked out, little heels and a little dress and fancy coat, because I was going with Stephen. And Stephen was, of course, in tennis shoes and cords and a turtleneck. So, and everybody else. So if you're going to go to Paper Mill, you're absolutely allowed to wear boots and down vests. I was definitely sort of the outsider. So, but do go see The Hunchback of Notre Dame. It really is terrific and is, as I said, the ultimate Broadway show. It's just to call the Paper Mill Playhouse, I guess you would call it off Broadway. And it's really interesting that you know, a lot of people have said that what makes a movie or a play or anything else is not the hero but the bad guy. And in this particular one, this has probably never been more true, because Patrick Page, who was the Grinch who stole Christmas, he was in that. He was in what else was he in? He's been in a lot. He has this great deep voice, and he's absolutely charming in person. He was in Casa Valentina on Broadway. He was in Cyrano and Man for All Seasons. Oh, I know where you may have seen him too, as Spider-Man Turn Off the Dark. Whoa. He was Scar in Lion King. So he's absolutely it's really a first rate cast, and it's really fun, but it's, he really steals the show. But as I said, I think that bad guys are quite often the ones that define whether something works or doesn't. And Stephen has actually said, which I didn't realize at the time, that he was the favorite character to write for, to have his songs, because he's such a combination and compilation of sort of light and dark. And in the Disney Hunchback, he was the bad guy. He was kind of the mustache twirling bad guy. In this one, he is much more complicated than that. But Victor Hugo writes much more complicated novels than Disney cartoons, which is why this one is probably the least Disney. I mean, Disney is clearly branching out. Cinderella was a very un-Disney kind of Cinderella, and Hunchback is a very un-Disney kind of Hunchback. So there you go. And I am a very Dr. Joy Brown kind of Dr. Joy Brown.
Miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Extendovite. Here is what one doctor has to say about Extendovite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on your product and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens and dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. The yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. You're damage close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.